We're going to finish up our study on the doctrine of hell.
我们要完成我们有关地狱的教义的讲解。
And then we're going to begin with the gospel.
然后我们又开始福音了，好消息。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, thank you for the break that we've had.
父，谢谢你给我们这段休息的时间。
Lord, I pray that you would help us to study your word.
主帮助我们研读你的道。
Lord, we need the Spirit of God to illumine our minds.
主，我们需要神的灵来光照我们的心。
To teach us.
来教导我们。
To apply the truth to our lives.
应用在我们实际的生活中。
We cannot change, Father.
主，你不能改变。
Apart from you.
若不是你动工，我们不会改变。
Lord, unless the Spirit of God is working, all is vain.
主，若非你圣灵动工，我们做的一切都是徒然的。
So please help us.
求主帮助我们。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, we have looked at the doctrine of hell.
我们已经看到了地狱的教义。
The difference between the meaning of the word Hades and the meaning of the word Gehenna.
这两个字 Hades and Gehenna 什么不同？
We've looked at the nature of hell.
看到地狱的本质是什么？
That it's the exclusion from the favorable presence of God.
是从神恩惠的同在中隔绝了。
That it is a place of indescribable suffering.
那是一个无法名状的可怕的痛苦的地方。
And that it is also a place of unending punishment.
那也是一个无终止的永远的刑罚的地方。
Now we're going to look at a biblical description of hell.
我们要看看圣经里头是怎么形容地狱的。
Now I want to explain some things.
好，我要解释一些事啊。
About looking at hell literally or figuratively.
是，到底是圣经讲的地狱是真实的呢，还是仅仅是诗意化的？
Now it is a real place.
当然是一个真实的地方。
Is there real fire?
但是是不是真有一个那个火？
Real brimstone.
真正的硫磺火湖。
Should we take this figuratively or literally?
我们把这个当作一种诗意的形容还是真实的形容呢？
I'm going to read a few things I've written here.
啊，我会读一些我写的一些话啊。
In the scriptures,
在圣经里，
there are many graphic descriptions of hell.
对地狱有很鲜艳的形容，就是很明显的形容。
Now, even among conservative Bible teachers,
甚至在保守的圣经教师当中，
men who really believe the Bible,
就是那些真正信圣经的人，
the question is, how literal should we take these descriptions?
问题他们问的是，我们对圣经对地狱的形容是把它当作真实的呢，还是诗意的形容？
Is hell a place of literal fire and darkness?
圣经是不是真正的黑暗，真正的有火的地方呢？
Is there really brimstone and smoke?
是不是有烟，还有硫磺？
I'm going to show you the way that I deal with this.
我告诉你我是怎么样子理解的。
If someone denies the literal interpretation of these descriptions,
如果有人否定了圣经对这真实的写照，
because he is trying to diminish the sufferings of the wicked in hell,
他为了要减低轻描淡写在地狱中受苦的苦难，
then we should dismiss them immediately.
那我们就立刻就不听他们的了。
And there are many people like that.
很多人他不信地狱，他就
they say, "Oh, hell can't be fire."
哦，地狱不可能真是火啊。
Because that would not be fair.
因为这不公平啊。
Well, who are we to judge what is fair?
我们是谁能够说什么是公平，什么不公平呢？
So if a person says that the fire and such are not literal,
所以如果有人说地狱的火啊，地狱这些东西都不是真实的。
Because they're trying to diminish how bad hell is.
他们为了轻描淡写，为了减轻地狱没那么苦啊。
Then we should not even listen.
那么我们听都不用听他们。
On this other hand,
但反过来，
it is acceptable to hold these descriptions to be figurative.
我们也可以说这些形容是诗意的。
In the attempt to describe something.
因为我们要解释一些东西。
so terrifying that it goes beyond the capacity of human language.
是这么可怕，所以人的语言无法形容的痛苦。
Now what I'm saying is this.
我讲的意思是
，Christ talks about hell as a fire.
基督讲到地狱有火，火不会灭。
Does he mean a literal fire like we see?
他讲的真是地上的这种火吗？
Well, there's a problem with that.
当然有些问题啊。
Angels don't seem to have a problem with fire.
天使好像对这个火没什么问题。
Yet the devil and his angels will be suffering in hell.
但是撒旦和撒旦的使者会在地狱的火中受苦。
If someone says it's not a literal fire.
所以有人说这不是真正的火。
Because hell can't be that bad.
因为地狱不可能那么糟糕。
They're wrong.
他们错了。
But if someone says this,
如果有人说
I believe that the word fire is being used.
我相信圣经用火这个字
to give us an idea,
给我们一种认识
of how horrible hell really is.
告诉我们地狱到底是多么可怕
and that the fire is the constant outpouring of the wrath of Almighty God.
所以火形容的是神的愤怒的不断的倾倒出来。
Do you see the difference between the two?
你看这两者有什么不同吗
？Now, whether or not there is literal fire there,
到底是不是真正的火
？To me, is not the issue.
这不重要。
The idea is this.
这要明白的是
，whatever language the biblical writers use,
不论圣经用什么样的语言
，it cannot begin to describe how horrible hell is.
是无法名状地狱是何等的可怕。
One time, a man looked at me and he goes, "Do you believe it's literal fire?"
有一次，有个人看着我说，你相信这是真正的火吗
？And I said, "Oh no."
我说，哦，不不不。
I believe it's much worse than that.
我相信比那个火，地上的火更可怕的多。
I believe fire is a word that is used.
我相信圣经是用这个火这个字。
To describe something far beyond that.
来形容比火更可怕的。
Fire cannot melt mountains.
火不能够把山给融掉。
But the wrath of God can melt mountains.
神的愤怒的火可以把山给融化掉。
Fire cannot dry up the ocean.
火不能够把海给枯干掉。
The ocean will put out a fire.
海里的水能够把火给扑灭掉。
But the wrath of God dries up the rivers and the seas.
但是神的愤怒能够使海跟河全部枯干。
You know,We always say that there's no human language to describe the beauty of heaven.
我们往往会说，人的语言无法形容天堂是何等的美好。
We look at the book of Revelation.
我们看到启示录。
We say, "What is this?"
这讲的是什么啊
？I don't understand it.
我不明白啊。
The way heaven is described.
哦，这个形容天堂，哇
！Doesn't even seem to make sense.
好像我听不懂啊。
That's because human language can't describe the beauty that's there.
因为人的语言太有限了，不能够形容天堂是何等的美好。
It's the same thing about hell.
同样的，也是地狱也是如此。
I believe that the biblical writers were looking for every word that they could to describe how horrible it was.
我相信圣经的作者用所有的文字来形容地狱是何等的可怕。
But every word fell short.
所有的人的文字都不够用。
Look at, for example, in the book of Ezekiel.
譬如在以西结书
Ezekiel sees a vision of God.
他看到了神的异象
Now notice, he isn't seeing God.
注意啊，他看的不是神哦，他没有看。
Because no man can see God and live.
因为人看到神就不能活了。
But he's seeing a vision of God.
但是他看到神的异象
A glimpse of his glory.
就是瞟到一眼看到神的荣耀。
And we can't even understand what he's saying.
根本不能开始明白他讲的是什么东西。
He talks about spinning wheels.
他讲到那个轮子在转呐。
Beautiful colors.
哦，各种颜色。
Flaming fire.
哇，那火焰呐。
It's just so far beyond us.
完全超越我们所能理解的。
I believe there is a hell.
我相信有地狱。
Because it's what the Bible teaches.
因为圣经是这样教导的。
It is a literal.Place where men are thrown.
那是一个真实的地方，人被丢在地狱里。
It is just.
那是公平的。
It is fair.
是公义的。
But it goes so far beyond what we can understand.
但是远远超过人所能了解的。
Another way to look at it is this.
好，另外一个角度看是怎么看
？Our sin is so horrible.
我们的罪是如此可怕。
We can't even understand it.
我们不能开始理解是多么可怕。
And if we can't even understand it, we most certainly can't describe it.
当我们不能够理解的话，我们也不能够完全形容它。
In the same way,
同样的
hell is so horrible we can't even comprehend it.
地狱是何等的可怕，我们完全不能够开始理解。
And we can't put it in words.
我们用人的文字讲不清楚。
So when I hear that hell is an eternal fire,
当我听到地狱是永远的火。
I'm reminded of the prophets who said,
我就想到那先知说
that God's wrath was like a continual burning.
神的愤怒就像一个不断的燃烧焚烧。
And so again,
再次
believing that there's a real hell,
相信有个真正的地狱。
We should do everything in our power to preach to men.
我们当尽其所能向人传道。
Now in Matthew 3:10,
好，马太福音三章十节。
The Bible refers to hell as fire.
圣经提到地狱像火一样。
Let's look there.
我们看看。
The axe is already laid at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit is thrown down and is cut down and thrown into the fire.
现在斧子已经放在树根上，凡不结好果子的树就砍下来，丢在火里。
Throw water on fire, you can put it out.
你在火上面浇水，可以把它扑灭掉。
But the entire ocean cannot put out the wrath of God.
但整个海洋中所有的水也不能够使神的愤怒的火扑灭。
Fire can burn a man until he dies.
火可以把人烧死。
But the wrath of God continues.
但是神的愤怒却继续不断。
Even after a man dies.
他死了以后也继续烧下去。
We can run away from fire.
我们可以从火逃跑。
We cannot escape.The wrath of God.
但是我们逃脱不了神愤怒的火。
One time I was burning some dead limbs.
我有一次
a pile of wood I was burning in a field.
我在一个田地里头烧一些木头，把它烧掉。
And it was burning all around me.
在我四周围都在烧起来了。
And I fell through a hole in the field.
我在田里头不想掉到一个洞里去了。
Up to almost my waist.
到我的腰。
And I couldn't pull my legs free.
我脚拔不出来。
And the fire was burning all around me.
在我四周围都有火。
It was one of the most terrifying experiences of my life.
这是我人生中最吓人的一幕，一个经历。
Will hell be that bad?
地狱会那么糟糕吗？
Oh no.
我不。
It'll be so much worse.
更糟糕的多得多。
Now in Matthew 18:8,
在马太福音十八章第八节
，Jesus calls it eternal fire.
耶稣称之为永远的火。
If your hand or your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it from you. It is better for you to enter life crippled or lame than to have two hands or two feet and be cast into eternal fire.
倘若你一只手或一只脚叫你跌倒，就砍下来丢掉，你缺一只手或一只脚进入永火，进入永生，强如有两只脚被丢入永火里。
Now notice this.
好，注意啊。
Jesus tells us that men are going to go to hell in their body.
耶稣告诉我们，人在他们的身体，在肉身中要进到地狱中。
After the resurrection, wicked men will have a body.
复活之后，恶人也会有个身体。
It also says that they will be cast into hell.
而且会说会被扔在火里。
A lot of times preachers will say things.
往往传道人会说。
And they're trying to do good.
他们说的是。目的是好的。
But what they're saying is false.
但他们说的是不对的。
I hear preachers say this.
我听过传道人那么说。
God doesn't throw anyone in hell.
神不会把任何人丢在地狱里的。
God tries to stop them.
神要停止他们。
If a man goes to hell, he walks there by himself.
如果人要下地狱，他是自己走进去的。
But that's not what Jesus said.
但耶稣不那么说。
Jesus says they are cast into hell.
耶稣说他们会被丢在永火里。
They are thrown into hell.
他们被丢进去，扔进去。
That's terrifying.
很吓人的。
Look at this for a moment.
看看啊，这看这里。
There is no one more loving than God.
没有任何人比上帝更慈爱的。
Just think about this.
想想。
The most loving being that exists.
世上最有爱心的这一位。
He has given you every chance to repent.
他给了你许多最多的机会，悔改的机会。
And he throws you in hell.
他把你丢进地狱里。
That shows us how bad we are.
这就表示人是何等之坏啊。
It'd be one thing for the devil to throw you into hell.
如果是魔鬼把你丢到地狱，那是另一回事儿。
But for the most loving being that exists to throw you in hell.
那这位最慈爱的把你丢进地狱，可见人何等之坏。
It's absolutely astounding.
真是叫人惊讶。
Matthew 3:12.
马太三章十二节。
His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clear his threshing floor, and he will gather his wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire.
他手里拿着簸箕，要扬进他的场，把麦子收在仓里，把糠用不灭的火烧尽了。
Fire on this earth can be quenched.
地上的火可以被扑灭。
You can put it out.
你可以把它消灭掉。
But the fire in hell you cannot quench.
但是天上的火，在不是天，地狱的火，你不能灭掉它。
Now I want us to look at a passage in the book of Revelation.
我们看看启示录的一段经文。
20:10.
二十章十节。
And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are also, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever.
那迷惑他们的魔鬼被扔在硫磺的火湖里，就是兽和假先知所在的地方，他们必昼夜受痛苦，直到永永远远。
I've written this.
我写的是。
This description communicates the immensity and power of hell.
这段经文讲的是地狱的之大的痛苦和
immense the greatness and power.
地狱的痛苦之大的之厉害。
Now I want you to think about something.
我要你想一件事。
Strike a match.
你点一个火柴。
Blow it out.
然后把它噗吹掉。
And then put it right here.
然后放在身上。
It will burn you.
这会烧你。
But here, it's not a little match.
这里不是一个小小的火柴。
You are thrown into a lake of fire.
你被扔进一个火湖里。
I want you to look at it this way.
我要你这么看啊。
Imagine that a man is shipwrecked.
想象一个人在船遭到船灾、船难。
In a raging sea,
在澎湃的大海中
he's floating.
他一下沉一下浮
The waves are breaking over him.
大浪冲过他的头
But the sea is not made of water.
但这个海不是水，海里的东西不是水
But there are waves of fire.
而是火海
The never-ending waves of God's wrath.
永远不止息的神的愤怒的浪。
It's like drowning and going under a gigantic sea of flame.
就像不断在淹没在巨大的火海中下沉。
Someone may say, "Is that what it's exactly like?"
有人会说，真是如此吗
？And I say, "I don't know."
我说我不知道。
But these descriptions are given to us.
但是圣经给我们这样子的形容。
In an attempt to describe it.
为了要描写地狱。
And to warn us how horrible it is.
警戒我们地狱是何等可怕。
Now let's go back to Matthew 13:42.
我们再看马太福音十三章三十二节。
Matthew 13,
13 章,
42,
42节。
And will throw them into the furnace of fire. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
丢在火炉里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
According to verse 41,
好，根据41节啊。
The Son of Man will give a command to his angels.
人子，就神的儿子要差遣使者。
To gather up all the wicked.
把一切叫人跌倒和作恶的。
And to throw them into the furnace of fire.
把他们挑出来，然后把丢在火炉里。
This is the Son of God.
这是神的儿子啊，人子。
Who loved sinners so much, he gave his life for them.
他如此爱罪人，他甚至把自己的生命舍了。
But now he commands his angels to throw them into fire.
如今他吩咐他的使者把这些罪人丢在火炉里。
Now it's called a furnace of fire.
这叫做火炉啊。
This truth communicates intensity.
这里这个真理讲到这个火炉之厉害。
In a furnace, the heat cannot escape.
在火炉里头，里头的热不能够跑掉。
No rain can come in to put out the fire.
雨也不能够进来把火给灭掉。
In a furnace, there is no breeze to bring refreshment.
在火炉里头，没有任何的风，清风能够带来任何的舒畅，任何的喘息的机会。
It is a furnace of fire.
那是火炉啊。
Now, look in Matthew 8.
再看马太第八章。
Now notice that all these are the teachings of Jesus.
哦，注意这些都是耶稣的教导啊。
Matthew 8:12.
十二节。
But the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
唯有本国的子民竟被赶到外边的黑暗里去，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
The truth here is one of alienation.
这里所教导的真理是隔绝。
Not only will men be alienated from God,
人不仅仅与上帝隔绝
but there is a sense in which they will be alienated from one another.
从另一个角度，他们也会彼此隔绝。
Now, that does not necessarily mean that you won't see anyone else in hell.
这不是说你在地狱里不会看到别人呐。
What I think it means is this.
我相信这个意思是
there will be no relationship.
人跟人之间就没有任何关系了。
No kindness.
没有任何的良善。
No friendship.
没有任何的友谊。
Unbearable loneliness.
是完全的孤立、孤单、难以忍受的孤单。
Alienated from fellowship with God.
与神的关系隔绝了。
Alienated from good fellowship with others.
与人之间的关系都隔绝了。
It is a place of absolute and unbearable isolation.
这是一个绝对而且难以忍受的孤立、孤独。
And it is apart from the life and light of God.
完全与神的光、与神的生命隔绝了。
In Jude 1:13,
在犹大书一章十三节
he calls it a place of black darkness.
他称之为那是外黑暗。Read it.
To Jude chapter 1 verse 13.
第一章十三节怎么说
It says, Wild waves of the sea casting up their own shame like foam, wandering stars for whom the black darkness has been reserved forever.
Okay, 是在海里的狂浪涌出自己可耻的沫子来是流荡的心有墨黑的幽暗为他们永远存留。
There's hardly anything more solitary than darkness.
没有任何东西比黑暗更难穿破、刺破的。
Pitch black darkness is like a jail cell.
一个墨黑、漆黑的，就像一个地牢一样。
And in there is the greatest sense of doom and hopelessness.
在这个墨黑的黑暗中，是有很大的一种绝望、无助。
Everything that has to do with light,
所有跟光有关的东西
with life,
和生命有关的
with joy,
跟喜乐有关的
with goodness,
跟良善有关的
with love,
跟爱有关的
it's gone,
都没了
it doesn't exist,
不存在了
everything that made this world good,
一切使这个世界美好的东西
is gone.
都没了。
Lastly, in Revelation 20:14,
最后在启示录二十章十四节。
Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire.
死亡和阴间被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。
The final destiny of the wicked is completely opposite than the destiny of the believer.
恶人最后的结局和义人最后的结局跟信徒结局完全相反。
The believer no longer has a fear of death.
信徒不再惧怕死亡。
Hebrews 2:15.
希伯来书二章十四节。
And there is no more death for the believer.
对基督徒而言，再没有再不再有死亡。
Revelation 21:4.
启示录二十一章第四节。
But the wicked will live in a state of never-ending death.
但是那恶人会在那没有结束的火湖，
never-ending death，
永远不了完的、没完没了的死里面。
They will be aware of their existence.
他们会知道自己存在。
But with none of the blessing, hopes, or joys of life.
但是没有生命的任何的祝福和盼望和喜乐。
This is the way hell is.
这就是地狱的光景。
Now, we're going to end this study on hell.
我们要结束这地狱的研讨。
With looking at the warnings that are given for us to avoid hell.
我们来看看圣经有什么警戒，叫我们不要进去。
Now, if you say, Brother Paul, I'm going to go on a trip.
如果你说，保罗弟兄，我要去旅游啊。
And I'm going to walk through the woods.
我要经过森林。
And I say to you,
我跟你说，
Well, you need to be careful.
你要小心哦。
Of the butterflies.
小心那个蝴蝶。
I mean, I'm not going to warn you very much about butterflies.
那我有什么好警戒的吗？蝴蝶什么好怕的？
Butterflies can't hurt you.
那蝴蝶不能伤你什么吗？
But if you say, Brother Paul, I'm going to go into the woods.
如果你说我要到丛林里哦。
You say, look.
我说你小心哦，你看啊。
There are bears in that woods.
里头有熊啊。
They will kill you.
熊可以把你吃掉。
Do you have a gun?
你有没有枪？
Are you prepared?
你准备好了没有？
Do you know how to watch for the bears?
你知道怎么样子防备？
Do you know when you see bear tracks?
当你看到熊的脚印的时候。
You can see the concern on my face.
你看到我脸上的忧虑担心。
The questions that I ask you.
我问你的问题。
It's dangerous.
危险啊。
Well, in the Bible we see the same thing.
在圣经里我们看到同样的道理。
Great and terrible and serious warnings about hell.
圣经里头有很大的很严肃的对有关地狱的警戒。
Look at Matthew 10:28.
看看马太福音十章二十八节。
Jesus says, "Do not fear those who kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both body and soul in hell."
那杀身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他，唯有能把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的，正要怕他。
Now, the greatest persecutors of the early church was the Roman Empire.
罗马帝国是逼迫教会的，早初期逼迫教会最厉害的。
They were feared by everyone.
所有的人都怕罗马帝国。
The Roman soldier was one of the most highly trained soldiers ever.
罗马士兵是最受到最精良训练的士兵。
And they were so cruel.
他们非常残酷。
They would not only kill you.
他不仅杀你。
They would torture you.
他还会虐待你。
And Jesus says,
耶稣说，哎，
Don't fear them.
不要怕他们。
Don't fear those who can kill your body, but are unable to kill your soul.
那只能杀你身体，不能杀你灵魂，你不要怕他。
Those disciples must have been shocked.
那些门徒肯定吓一跳。
What do you mean we shouldn't fear them?
不怕他们，我怕谁啊？
All the armies of the world fear them.
全世界的军队都怕罗马人。
Now Jesus isn't saying that they shouldn't fear the Roman soldiers.
耶稣没有说他们不用害怕罗马兵。
But he's saying in comparison to God, they shouldn't fear them.
他的意思说跟神比较起来他们没什么好怕的。
Their fear of God should be so great.
他们对神的敬畏应当如此之大。
That their fear of the Roman army would be seen very small.
所以相比之下他们对罗马军队的害怕 就是一点。
Fear him who is able to destroy both the body, the soul and body in hell is what he says.
要害怕那位能够把身体跟灵魂都在地狱里头灭绝的那一位，这是他说的。
Now even Christians don't like this language.
基督徒也甚至都不喜欢这样的语言呢。
But it doesn't matter.
无所谓。
This is what the Bible says.
圣经的确这么说的。
Jesus is referring to his father.
耶稣讲的是他的父。
He will destroy your soul and your body in hell.
他会把你的身体跟灵魂都在地狱里灭掉。
That's serious.
这是很可怕的，很严重的。
Now, let's look at Matthew 18:8.
我们再看马太十八章第八节。
If your hand or your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it from you. It is better for you to enter life crippled or lame than to have two hands or two feet and be cast into eternal fire.
倘若你一只手或一只脚叫你跌倒，就砍下来丢掉。你却一只手或一只脚进入永生，强如有两只手两脚被丢在永火里。
Now Jesus is not telling us to cut our arms off or pluck out our eyes.
耶稣这里讲的不是真的把我们手给砍掉，把我们眼睛给挖掉，不是这个意思。
He's speaking using an exaggeration.
他是用夸大的语言在说。
What he is saying is this.
他说的是这个。
Do everything you can do to avoid hell.
尽其你所能要逃脱地狱。
Do everything within your power not to go there.
你要竭尽全力别下地狱。
He doesn't make a statement like this anywhere else.
除此之外，没有别的地方他这样说话。
Applying it to any other thing.
他没有用这个运用在别的事上。
He's saying, do whatever you must do.
他说尽你所能做的。
Sacrifice anything you must sacrifice.
牺牲一切所有的。
But don't go to hell.
但千万别下地狱。
Now we're going to finish up with two more verses.
我们再看两段经文就结束。
Luke 12.
路加福音十二章。
5.
第五节。
But I will warn you whom to fear. Fear the one who after he has killed has the authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him.
我要指示你们当怕的是谁，当怕那杀了以后又有权柄丢在地狱里的，我实在告诉你，正要怕他。
Now, look at the first thing Jesus tells us.
注意啊，第一件耶稣告诉他们是
God kills.
神杀。
It's what he says.
是他说的，耶稣说的。
I've heard preachers say this.
我听到一些传道人那么说。
Well, death is just something that's a part of nature.
这死亡不过是自然的一部分啦。
We live in a fallen world.
我们活在一个堕落的世界。
Some people just die.
有些人就会死嘛，很自然。
But don't blame God for that.
别怪神啊。
That's not what Jesus said.
耶稣不那么说。
Jesus said, be afraid of him.
耶稣说你要怕他。
After he has killed.
他杀了之后。
He has the authority to cast into hell.
他又有权柄把他丢在地狱里头。
That's God.
这是神呐。
You see, most people will say, I love God.
大多数人会说我爱神呐。
Only because they don't know the God of the Bible.
但是他们所认识的不是圣经里的神。
If you tell them about the real God of the Bible,
如果你告诉他们圣经里那真正的那位神，
they'll say, "Oh, I could never love a God like that."
他们会说，我不能爱这样一位神呢。
That's not my God.
这不是我的神。
My God is a God of love.
我的神是爱的神。
He does what I want.
他做的是我要做的事情。
Our God is a God of love.
是我们的神是慈爱的神，没错。
But He's God.
但他是神呐。
And He's just.
他是公平的。
And he's holy.
他也是圣洁的。
His children need have no fear.
他的儿女不需要惧怕。
But those who refuse him
但是那些拒绝他的
should be very afraid.
应当怕。
Now let's look at Luke 13:24.
我们再看路加十三章二十四节。
Jesus says, "Strive to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able."
耶稣对众人说：“你们要努力进窄门。我告诉你们，将来有许多人想要进去，却是不能。”
The word "strive" comes from a Greek word.
这个努力进窄门是一个希腊字啊。
Which means to fight.
意思是打仗。
Struggle.
挣扎。
Labor fervently,
努力的竭尽全力。
Work with tremendous zeal,
用尽全身的力量。
And again, he's saying,
他再次他在说
，Do whatever is necessary,
竭尽你的全力做。
Don't go to hell,
千万别下地狱。
Strive to enter into the kingdom,
要努力进窄门。
Now, we have finished our study on hell.
我们已经研究完了。圣经的教导有关地狱。
And before we come to an end in this class,
我们没有讲完之前，
I want to talk to you about some passages that describe man's only hope.
我要看看圣经里头讲到人的唯一的希望、盼望、出路。
There are four passages that are very, very helpful when we are preaching to people.
有四段经文，当我们传讲传道的时候很重要。
Each passage starts with a solemn truth.
每一段经文开始都是一个很严肃的真理。
And ends with a great hope.
最后呢，给人一个很大的盼望。
Let's look at Psalms 130.
我们看看诗篇一百三十篇。
The solemn truth is in verse 3.
第三节讲到这严肃的真理。
If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand?
主耶和华，你若追查罪孽，谁能站立得住呢？
Lord, if you judge a man according to his works, no one can stand before you.
如果你按着个人所行的来审判他，没有人能够站得住。
But now in 4, we have a great hope.
第四节我们看到那个伟大的盼望啊。
But there is forgiveness with you that you may be feared.
但在你有赦免之恩，好叫人敬畏你。
The solemn truth is that if God were to judge us based on our own works, we would all fail.
这个严肃的真理是，如果神要根据我们所行的来审判我们的话，我们都会失败，都站不住。
We would all be condemned.
我们都会被定罪。
But there is forgiveness with him.
但是在他有赦免之恩。
But that forgiveness comes only through the sacrifice of his son.
但这个赦免是唯有借着他的儿子的牺牲才能得到。
Now let's go to Romans 3:19.
我们再看罗马书三章十九节。
In 19 and 20, we have the solemn truth.
19到20节我们看的是严肃的真理。
Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be closed and all the world may become accountable to God. Because by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for through the law comes the knowledge of sin.
我们晓得律法上的话都是对律法以下之人说的，好塞住个人的口，叫普世的人都伏在神审判之下。所以凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人知罪。
The solemn truth is the law condemns us all.
严肃的真理是神的律法定我们所有的人的罪。
And all we can do is cover our mouths.
我们只能够塞住口。
We have no excuse and no argument.
我们无可推诿，没有借口。
That's the solemn truth.
这是严肃的真理。
But now the great hope.
好，这大的盼望是什么呢？
In verse 21 and 22.
21到22节。
But now apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all those who believe, for there is no distinction.
但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证，就是神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。
The law condemns us.
律法定我们的罪。
We have no excuse.
我们没有借口，无可推诿。
But Christ has died for sinners.
但是基督为罪人而死。
And we can be saved through him.
我们可以借着基督得救。
Look in Romans 7.
再看罗马书第七章。
The solemn truth in chapter 7 is found in verse 24.
24节讲到是严肃的真理。
Wretched man that I am, who will set me free from the body of this death?
我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这屈死的身体呢？
The great hope is found in verse 25.
这大的盼望是25节。
Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, on the one hand, I myself, with my mind, am serving the law of God, but on the other, with my flesh, the law of sin.
感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。这样看来，我以内心顺服神的律，我肉体却顺服罪的律了。
In chapter 8, verse 1.
在八章一节再看。
Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
The bad news, the solemn news, is in 24.
二四节呢是坏消息，那个是严肃的真理。
We are wretched men.
我们是无可救药的，我们是苦啊，真苦的人啊。
And we cannot break free from this body of death.
我们不能够脱离这屈死的身体。
The good news is in verse 25 and
好消息是在25节跟八章一节。
There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ.
好，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
Now let's look at our final one in Galatians 3.
好，再看最后一节经文，在加拉太书第三章。
Both the solemn news and the great promise are found in one verse.
在同一节经文里头，我们看到这严肃的真理和那伟大的盼望。
Verse
22. 二十二节。
The solemn news is this.
这严肃的真理是。
But the Scripture has shut up everyone under sin.
但圣灵把众人都圈在罪里。
Or the Scripture condemns us all.
神的话语，圣经定了我们众人的罪。
It shows us all that we're sinful.
显明我们都是罪人。
It shows us all that we cannot save ourselves.
显明我们不能靠自己的善行救自己。
But here's the reason why.
好，为什么呢？
So that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe.
使所应许的福因信耶稣基督归给那信的人。
That is the great hope.
这是我们的大盼望。
Faith in Jesus Christ.
相信耶稣基督。
The Son.
神的儿子。
Has done everything.
为我们成了一切。
It's all Him.
一切都是在乎他。
He's everything.
他是一切所有的。
To be saved, we need the Son.
我们要得救，我们需要神的儿子。
To grow in Christ, we need the Son.
我们要成长，也需要耶稣基督。
He's everything.
他是一切的一切。
And our job as preachers,
我们身为神的仆人、传道人，
is to make His greatness known.
我们的工作是把他的伟大传讲出去。
You are a preacher.
你是一个传道人。
But let me tell you something.
让我告诉你。
Every preacher is a failure.
每一个传道人都失败了。
Because we all have an impossible job.
因为我们都有一个不可能达到的工作。
Who can count the sand in the sea?
谁能够数算海滩上的沙子？
Who can count the stars in the heavens?
谁能数算天空的星星？
It would be easier to do that than what we do.
宁可数算天星跟海沙。也比我们这个工作还容易。
It is our job to describe the beauty of Jesus.
我们的工作是要形容基督的荣美。
That is impossible.
这是不可能办到的。
Every time I come out of the pulpit,
每次我从讲台上下来，
I realize I'm a failure.
我认识到我失败了。
Because there's no way to describe how wonderful He is.
因为我无法形容他是何等的美好。
But there's so many preachers.
但是有很多的传道人。
That all they talk about are their systems.
他们所讲的是他们的系统。
Their theories.
他们的理论。
Their higher truths.
他们的更高的真理。
To them, Jesus is a a teaching for infants.
对他们来说，有关耶稣的教导是对婴孩的教导，小儿科。
No, Jesus is everything.
不，耶稣是一切的一切。
People will grow because of your ministry.
人因着你的服事而成长。
If you are constantly directing them to Jesus.
唯有当你把不断把他们带到基督面前。
Not simply to be healed.
不仅仅是得医治而已啊。
Or even to be saved.
甚至得救而已。
But we direct men to Jesus.
我们而是把人带到耶稣面前。
Because Jesus is worthy.
因为耶稣配。
And it's looking upon him.
是仰望他。
That heals us.
我们才得医治。
That saves us.
我们才得拯救。
Let's pray.
祷告。
Father, thank you for this time.
天父，谢谢你给我们这段时间。
And I pray, dear God.
主啊，求你。
That you would use this truth.
求你使用这真理。
To help many, many people in China.
帮助中国的许多许多的人。
And the Chinese-speaking people around the world.
和全世界所有讲华语的人。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.